Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual on this Wednesday. Sorry about the technical difficulties yesterday, but motherfucker just couldn't get on, man. So y'all know how that be. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling, I'm chilling, I'm chilling. Glad to be back, glad to be back. Let's start. What's good?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
All right, man, y'all know how we do. We're getting it in. We're getting it in like we always do. Like I said, sorry about yesterday. A lot of technical difficulties. But we back on the air now. And I got a bone to pick with some with these females. I know y'all say y'all got a bone to pick with us. But, no, I heard a conversation, and it just had me just really like, really? Rationing out the pussy. Who does that in 2014 going into 2015? How do you ration out the pussy?
I don't even understand what that means.
Right. Rationing out? I mean,
there are motherfuckers that just can't go get it like that, so you can do them like that. You can't do everybody like that, though.
Okay. All right, now. If you was to ration out the pussy, what would be the justification? What would be the reason for doing it?
First of all, if you with somebody who ain't getting pussy like that in the first place, then evidently you with him for a specific reason, which is probably monetary value.
Man, come on.
So, oh, you know, they be like, oh, my work is not paid already. You know, they go pay it. They get some pussy.
I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you this. If I ever had to become a sugar daddy, I would be the worst. One wouldn't even want me. They wouldn't even want me to be their sugar daddy. I'm not bullshitting. I'm telling you, they would be like, man, I could have went and got a young motherfucker for this. I'm trying to, shit. I'll be like that before. You want that rent paid? Surfboard. There you go. You better do something. Hell no. I mean, okay. All right. Let's go with physical attraction. Physical. Let's go with the physical. I mean, some people get together and, you know, motherfucker, he might be, you know, buffed and jacked up. And, you know, over the years, he then gradually, you know, kind of, you know. Because I was slim. I was real slim. I was slim and active. I don't think I quite fit that criteria anymore. But, I mean, damn, a motherfucker still be trying to get it in. I mean, why would you like, damn, You knew I wasn't going to stay slim forever. So what's the problem?
I don't understand rationing out the pussy. I mean, shit. To me, that sounds like amongst different people or amongst the person you with. I don't get it. Like, because if you're talking about rationing out with the person you with, I don't think that y'all need to be together anymore if you feel like you got to ration out the pussy. I mean, what the fuck does that mean?
Okay. Let's just say that I ain't pulling my weight as far as, like, bills-wise. I'm not pulling my weight like I should be pulling. I mean, is that a turn off to y'all? I mean, like, all right, well, fuck, you ain't even paying the bills you supposed to be paying. You ain't even on your job. So, no pussy for you.
I don't know. Well, that goes to monetary, like I just said.
Right. Okay, but I'm saying.
Monetary.
So, okay, because me personally, I feel like one thing ain't got nothing to do with the other. Like, no, I ain't got nothing for time, but come on in here, let me lick this pussy. Come on in here. Lay down a little bit. Let me relax your mind. I know you got to work a double tomorrow, but I'm finna get you right.
One don't have nothing to do with the other. I mean, if you with somebody, and shit, everybody go through shit. So, I mean, if that's why you're not giving them no pussy, you just need to go ahead and let it go. I mean, because, shit, we both got sexual, physical needs. You know what I mean?
So you agree. You like, okay, even though I ain't paying no bills, I can still get some pussy.
Well, you still here. And me personally, I'd probably rather fuck you than some random, so shit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Janine, what you think?
I thought
she was about to get that. Wait a minute. Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to think, because a lot of motherfuckers like, hey, look here, motherfucker. You ain't paying no bills. You know, you're going to have to, I don't even think you're attractive no more.
What was the conversation you heard? I want to know the context of this rationing out the pussy. I need to understand.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, this is how the conversation went. It was more or less, okay, motherfucker ain't pulling their weight. Motherfucker ain't doing what they supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker just ain't, he just ain't being there. So with that being said, she was like, shit, the attraction ain't there no more.
Okay, so here's my thing for her. Okay, you at work all day while he at the crib and he ain't paying no bills. You think he ain't getting some pussy from somebody just because you ain't giving it to him? So really you not solving nothing. If you want to, you know, if that's what it is, y'all ain't let that go. Because, I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I can damn near guarantee you a nigga ain't finna go without no pussy. He just ain't.
Okay. So holding that
is not gonna make him do anything anyway. I mean, even if he wasn't having, you know what I'm saying, sex with somebody else, my thing is, if that's in your mind that this motherfucker no longer attracted to you because he not keeping up with, you know, with you, or, you know, he not paying his share. Basically, you looking at him like you don't feel like he's a man. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't good.
And then that's how it starts to portray in that woman's mind. Like, he not even being a man or whatever. Yeah, that will throw you off if you with somebody that you don't even respect him as a man. That will throw you off. And my thing is, if that's the case, yeah, you might as well find somebody else.
Very, very, very interesting, Grasshopper. Very, very interesting. I'm actually, because I think we all on the same accord here. For once, I think all of us are in agreement. I'll write this day down. It's very rare when all three of us just agree on it, on anything. Man, oh shit, y'all agreeing with me? All right, let me throw this one out here. How important is head? Can we get that extra? Can we all get that head? Is very important.
Now, that might go a little lacking. I mean, shit, I still need to fuck, but
he might not get paid.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's like shit. You get the whole entire kit and caboodle. I mean, damn, you ain't got to do shit.
Well, hey, it was worth a try. I'm just trying to find you. You know, I thought we was all on one accord. I knew it was going to be some bullshit for the game.
How you feel, Janae? He still get his big fuck?
Well, I'm a fuck dick, so it all matters to me.
So, see, that's what I'm talking about. You come home after a hard day's work, I'm sitting there, and how's your day, baby? I mean, you know what? You can even have a bad day. You know what? Just lay down and let me suck your dick. Bad man, huh? Bad man, huh? Okay. I mean,
hey, he got to be doing something though. For you know, for her, for a woman to keep him around, he got to be doing something. I mean, I think. And maybe he's not feeling all his way financially, but maybe he is, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he's a monster in the bedroom. Maybe he, you know what I mean? Maybe he licked that thing from the back with no hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he spiced it up in the bedroom and always on something different or something. So there's something that he has to offer that is just not financial.
I mean, even if he tried to do something, I mean, I'm not talking about a motherfucker. He just talking about he ain't gonna do shit. Oh, bitch, you make enough money. I don't need to work. I ain't talking about you. You know what I'm saying? You know, if he's sitting here trying, and you know, there are different things that go on in people's lives that take your money here and there. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, he may not be able to provide as much as I can provide, you know, to the household or whatever. I mean, those situations are different. Now, I ain't talking about that motherfucker. He just sitting there and ain't doing shit.
Let me ask you something. Now, what if you got Oprah-type money? Oprah money.
Mm-hmm.
My little steak and shake check ain't going to do shit.
Your little steak and shake will buy you the drawings and the video games that you want. But now, see, you know what I'm saying? Oh, some people like that, I should not have to provide everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm already taking care of the bills, the house.
You got
you know
Oprah
what I'm
money. You got Oprah. Okay, let's not say Oprah money. Let's go down to Beyonce money. Fuck it, you got Beyonce money.
Mm-hmm.
So I still gotta go to work.
You got John
you,
Smith.
You wouldn't be working at no damn steak and shake. If I got Beyonce
right.
money, shit. If I got Beyonce
right.
money, we didn't start the businesses that we own together. You see what
okay,
I'm saying?
See,
it ain't,
see,
it, ain't
what
it ain't like that. That's what I'm saying. We help each other grow. It ain't. I'm
see,
up here
that's what
and
I'm
you
talking
down
about.
There.
That's what I'm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the right idea. But I mean. And even with men, us as men, we do it too. And a lot of men be like, well, shit, this is my shit. Fuck what you talking about. This is my shit. This is my money. I made it. I mean, if we together like that, it ain't just yours. It's ours. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people, like, you know, I mean, I could even admit that I do have pride to the point where I could be in a jam. And I'd be like, I ain't asking nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I dug my way in, now I'm going to have to dig my way out. That's just the pride of a man, well, a lot of men anyway. But
mm-hmm.
Beyonce money? I'm sorry. Where you been today? Oh, I was at the Lamborghini dealership. I bought you one too, babe.
You bought me a Lambo with my money.
Damn right. We got a bunch of Lambos. I bought you one, too. I was thinking about you.
All right, so, I mean, I'm taking it from the perspective, okay, where, like, some men will be like, okay, he takes care of everything financially. His woman might still have a job, but, like, she gets to keep her check to where, you know what I'm saying, if she want to go buy MAC makeup or, you know what I'm saying, if she want to go buy Remy Weave or whatever the fuck she want to do, that's what her money is for. You know what I'm saying? Because he provides everything else. So it's like on the flip side, shit, okay. Yeah, I got we got Beyonce money, true indeed, but you still work, so shit, you do that little extra shit yourself.
Well, shit,
you know
I ain't gonna be nothing but my weed money. Shit. ½ pound, please. ½ pound of your finest Chiba. Shit. Oh, fuck
but
that.
I'm sorry, if I'm with somebody and I got that type of money, that's embarrassing to me to have you working at a low-income type place. You see what I'm saying?
It really is, but a lot of people don't look at it like that. A lot of motherfuckers, I mean, like I said, men and women. But I think more so like women is like, okay, I think it's really, really hard for a man to be like, if you got more money than me, unless you're just like this really open-minded person, it's really hard for a man to be like, you know, to even try to establish any type of dominance in a relationship because it's like a lot of women, not to say all, but a lot of women be like, you know, oh, bitch-ass nigga, I'm the one bringing the money home. Sit your punk ass down. I mean, because I've seen it. I've seen a motherfucker that, I mean, motherfucker was just, I mean, he was the breadwinner, but he hit hard times. He hit hard times, so she stepped up. And in the midst of her stepping up, I mean, and she really, when I say she put the pants on, she put the pants on. Tell a motherfucker where he can go, where he can't go, don't drive that dog. I put gas in that motherfucker. You don't want, if you ain't putting no gas in it, don't drive the motherfucker.
Nah, see, that just ain't right. That just ain't right. That's so lopsided because when he was doing well, he didn't try to dominate you like that, you know what I mean, while y'all was on the same level. So why try to decimate his character just because he done fell on hard times? That ain't right.
Hey, and I agree. And, man, I'm telling you, I asked the question once. I asked the question to my ex. I said, look, if I fell on hard times, I couldn't find a job or nothing, would you hold the household down? She said, you got 3 months. I said, what if I don't find no job in 3 months? She said, what the fuck am I supposed to do, take care of you?
But you don't mind if I take care of you. And that's just it. I don't like. You know what I mean? How come it's okay for the goose, but it ain't all right for the gander? You know what I'm saying? I can take care of you, and everything is all good. Now I need your support a little bit heavy. You know what I'm saying? A little bit heavier. Now all of a sudden, the tables in turn. That ain't right.
Hey, I was taking care of her when she said it. I'm looking at her like, you do know I'm finna cheat, right? You do know I'm finna cheat right about now, right? As long as you know. Well, I mean, that motherfucker looked me straight in my face with a serious ass face, like motherfucker. Now give me the rent money. I'm like, really? I'm like, so you wouldn't? Because she was working, and she was making just as much money as me. But my thing was, she was working. I'd be like, you know, what you do is, you know, bring the groceries. You pay for the groceries. You know what I'm saying? And what other knickknacks we at? You know, as far as bill-wise, I got it. That motherfucker looked me dead in my face like, shit, you got 3 months. You ain't in 3 months. I need to be trying to do something. I mean, my thought process was, damn, even if you was going to leave me after 3 months, don't tell me that. You did better with a lie. Yeah, baby, I'm going to hold you down. Can I have $20 now? I mean, you could have did any of it when you said. But I told her, I said, I respect you for your honesty. I think we probably went another 6 months and it was over.
And I can't say I blame you. And that's coming from, you know what I mean, the female. From a female. I can't say I blame you.
I was like, God damn. Sick. I mean,
that's basically, you know a motherfucker is using you and you just let it happen. Nah, I'm good.
You know what? And that's how I felt. Like, God damn. I mean, from that point on, every time she said something or asked me for something, it was just like, bitch, you losing me. So, you know, I would find ways not to give her no money. You thinking, no, we ain't even get our check today.
Hey,
I had a cold-ass outfit walking through the door. So I can't get it. Man, we ain't even get paid. Well, who bought it, man? I borrowed this from a boy. I told him when I get paid, I get back to him.
But it still got the tags on it. Yeah, well, you know, he had.
Hey, no, he bought it for me. So another man buying you an outfit. Yep, ain't life grand? I'm serious. Fuck that, man. I mean, because I used to always go, I would buy, like, you know, I'm not matching outfits, but shit, if I bought me something, I bought her something.
Shit. Don't try to say, you know you used to buy them matching outfits.
when we was kids, yeah. When we was younger. Yeah, when we were younger, I mean, we had gotten a little older then. We was out the matching outfit stage at that point.
I was in my 20s, motherfucker. Hey, now trying to have me dressed like that. I'm a girl.
Right. Yeah, you know, that shit kind of faded out. You kind of, you want to see her looking a little sexy now and shit. It was cool.
I mean,
cool,
yeah, we can wear the same colors. We can wear the same colors. But, yeah, I can't be in no Averex outfit with you. Got to be sexy.
The cross color outfit.
You're trying to have a
right.
You don't take this shit back to the store.
You can't be in no Jabot denims trying to be cute.
The Carl Canal vests.
Right.
We'll put them
in
magic Carl Canal vest outfits.
I seen a nigga today that had on. Oh, shit, what was it? Oh, man. And I was like, people still wear that? Oh, fuck, what was it? It'll come back to me, y'all. But he swore up and down. He was like, I'm like, man, niggas ain't wore that since, like, 1996. And he was straight fly. The whole fit, too.
Hey, now, well, wait a minute now. I went back home. I went to my mother's house. And I seen this old, man, this was a cold outfit, but it was a boss outfit. I'm like, man, well, I couldn't fit it no way, but I was like, this was a cold outfit. I got plenty of motherfucking girls when I wore this outfit. Yeah. Hey, I was like, the shirt I could still fit, because, you know, I used to always buy my clothes really, really big, so you couldn't tell how skinny I was. So the shirt I could fit, but the pants, it just wasn't happening. But then I'm looking like, so my uncle was like, hey, let me see that outfit. I'm like, man, you really going to wear this? He's like, hell yeah. So I guess when you're a certain age, you really don't give a fuck what you put
right,
on.
What name it is.
Okay.
Because he was like, oh, shit. Yeah, oh, shit, I like this. He said, wait, you just bought it? I said, man, I bought that outfit. I don't know how long ago. I said, that outfit was from the 90s.
Right, the 90s.
He like, oh, shit, this motherfucker still look good. I said, well, it was in the plastic, guy. I said, shit. I remember, you know what? You know how you used to, like, summertime you would take all your clothes to dry cleaners, like all your pants and stuff, and you would dry clean. Well, that's what we used to do anyway. Take all your pants and stuff to the dry cleaners and hang them up in the closet because, you know, you ain't really going to wear them in the summer. And I probably just forgot about the damn outfit, and it was downstairs in my mother's basement all the time. I'm like, damn, that was a nice outfit, too. I should have put that motherfucker on. Put that motherfucker on and walk through the mall and just see what type of reaction I get.
What reaction you get?
Be like, what's that? Which one was when he had God damn it. The fish tank, the fish in the shoes.
Oh, you talking about I'm going to get you sucker.
I'm going to get you sucker.
You know how he was walking all cool, like first he thought he was the shit. It was like,
and that motherfucker shoe broke on him.
I should have just walked in that motherfucker. You know what? Damn, I shouldn't have gave him that outfit. For real, I can't fit the pants, no way. But if I could, I would put that motherfucker on and walk up and try to holler at least 10 girls. 10 of the cutest girls in there I see what type of reaction I get.
Man, what kind of outfit was that man wearing? Was it Carl's? No, I don't think it was Carl's. Was it DiVucci? I don't know what it was, but it was something, you know what I'm saying, from like the 90s, where that shit was hot in the 90s. It was Carl Cannata, one that had, he used to always have that buckle. It was a buckle, right, with a signature in it.
Shit. I can't remember. That shit was so long ago.
I think it was Carl Cannata. But, yeah, and I mean, it was a whole denim, and he swore up and down. He was fly. I say, all right. Woo.
Well, I mean, shit, man, say fuck it. He got to get it in, I ain't living.
I wasn't mad at him. I laughed to myself, but I wasn't mad at him. I mean, he was clean.
It just was older than a motherfucker. All right, now check this out, y'all. I got a question. Y'all sent me a question. I don't know how real it is. I don't know if it was just something motherfucker just made up, but I said fuck it, I asked it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to college. I guess we're going to switch the scenario since y'all are women. But, you know, any men, I see some men out there listening. Men listening, switch the scenario too. All right, ladies. You're in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're in college. Or matter of fact, your kid's in college. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Your kid got a roommate. You know what I'm saying? Now, this roommate looks good to you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, this motherfucker, he little young stallion. He's a buff little motherfucker. I mean, he look good. You wind up having some drinks and your hormones take over. Mm-hmm. Now, you wind up fucking this little dude. Well, I'm not going to say the little dude, the young man. You wind up fucking him. And they done fucked around and taped you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Yeah, what can you do? Shit. Right, what can you do?
I mean, how do you even explain that to your daughter? Now, your daughter come in, she at the party. She at the frat party or whatever, and now the tape playing. Everybody look up and they.
But it's a dude we fucking.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Well, in your case, whoever, it don't matter.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't care about the daughter. It would be more the son seeing it. Like if my son.
See, that's what it was.
I think for a mother, it's different for a boy to me than a girl.
Yeah, because
my girls got a certain age. I
didn't
care what the hell they knew.
Yeah, because I'm serious. If my mama came to my motherfucking college and I'm sitting there at a party and I look at that tape, it's gonna be worse than Columbine and any other motherfucking dude. Well, I'm gonna kill every motherfucking body that watched that tape. I'm not bullshitting.
That's what I'm saying. We not going to have to do nothing because, you know, especially the boy, if it's a boy, they going to want to protect their mother or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be an issue. Girls, they probably just look at you other than you and so embarrassing. You know, they might say some shit like that. I can't believe you came up here. You know, but they not, to them, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Man, boys, that's the end of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's the end of it all. I'm telling you now. If I was at a party, I'm hey, come on, Kaz. Somebody got this new got somebody mama on the screen. Oh yeah, straight. If I hit that corner, you talking about that's my mama riding dick? Oh Lord, no. I'm telling you. In today's news, shoots up the whole school. All he said is, "I want the motherfucker who put the tape out."
Mm-hmm.
He the first motherfucker get popped in the ass.
Mm-mm.
See, that just go back to
what do you say? What do you say to your mother next time you see her?
Man, I don't know. I don't even think I could talk to her. I think that would be a long relationship for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'd probably be saying? You see, now you're happy. Now I'm going to prison for this shit. Now you're happy.
You better come see me.
Hell yeah, you better come see me. Shit, you done fucked around and got me sent to prison. Behind this shit.
Well, you better be careful. I might like your cellmate.
See, it takes some shit like that for you to say. So, I mean, but seriously, can we get back to the witch call, the rationing it out? I'm really like, you know, how, okay, let's just say, for instance, Janine. We land in the bed. I mean, you got this attitude towards me. I mean, you got a real. We mad at each other. We didn't tow the motherfucking house up. I mean, we didn't went at it. Now, we go to. I'm a firm believer of this. If I've been sleeping in that bed all this time, now unless I choose to go get on the couch, I'm getting in that bed. I'm getting in that bed. Now, if you choose to get the fuck up out of there, that's on you. But I'm getting in that bed. And I'm a firm believer that one thing ain't got nothing to do with another. So now if I get in the bed, and even though I'm mad at you, but you know how y'all get in the bed, nothing but a T-shirt on, then the T-shirt then rolls all the way up so the ass just showing out. Shit, my dick done got hard. Now I want a piece. What do? You throw me off, tell me to move, or what?
No, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Is the argument over after that?
No, the argument might not be over. I mean, we might be able to talk more without arguing. Might be able to actually have a better conversation after it's over. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think I want to have a conversation while we fucking.
Well, whichever way,
it don't matter. I think I probably can get my point across a little bit more. Now, I told you the other day that you was wrong when you did shit. Okay, I was wrong. Yeah, I thought so. I'm gonna change your mind once I pull this dick out now. Okay. Same scenario, liquor store. What do you do?
Yeah, you catch me in that little spot, boy. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to turn the dick down. It's not gonna.
All right, we got a new caller chiming in. Caller, what's happening?
What's up?
What's up? Who was this?
Miss Pussycat.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I beg to differ. I can keep the shit to myself. I got a question. So you telling me, okay, say for instance, you said you and your better half got into it.
Right.
Y'all done tore the house down, this and that. With me, it all depends on what it's for. Okay, so say for instance, you call her cheating. Y'all arguing, y'all fighting, y'all into it, you got an attitude. So you gonna throw all that out the window just because you want some?
Yeah, I've done that before.
No, I'm not. Because if I caught your ass cheating, like, okay, what? I don't fucking want you.
You know what? And, I mean, you can call me crazy, call me retarded, but, I mean, I didn't catch an actual act, but I found out she did cheat. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, we tore the house down. I mean, we tore the motherfucking house up. And I don't know if it was just all the fighting, the fussing. Shit, we fucking like mad Russians. We went hard.
I don't know. If I got an attitude, I can't get into it.
I was still mad. I got up, bitch. And I mean, but for that motherfucking session, oh, we went hard. I mean, what?
Because you probably call yourself trying to punish her.
No. No, I didn't. Now, punishing her would have been the anal thing. That's when I was like, okay, now you finna get punished. But no, it wasn't. I don't know what happened. I mean, it was just like we was fighting. I mean, shit. I mean, we was going at it. I mean, I'm tearing shit off the walls. I'm punching holes through walls.
At what point did you get the urge to? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you when I got the urge. I got the urge because I grabbed her right, and I slung her on the bed, and she had a gown on, and the gown came up, and I'm like, oh, she ain't got no panties on, and it was just like,
see how easy it is to deter y'all though. It's
yes.
That easy.
And you know what? And which one? Okay, now let me ask you this. Which one would you rather do? Would you rather, I mean, now you got caught up. Which one would you rather do? Continue fighting me or fuck me?
If I got caught up?
What? Right, you got caught up. I'm going ham. I'm tearing shit up. I'm like, I'm finna break your motherfucking neck. I'm going off. I'm like, I'm calling you bitches and everything because I'm waiting on you to try to react again so I can really choke you.
I mean, if I'm in the wrong, I really have no choice. Like, yeah, I would rather fuck.
Okay,
but
then.
If I'm not,
I mean,
the one in the wrong, like, trust me, sex would be the last thing on my mind, at least with you.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't know how to forgive and forget.
Nah.
I'm just saying. I mean, think about it.
I will say this. Females do, they are better with forgiving and forgetting. Males don't.
Well,
y'all can't handle half the shit that we go through.
You know what? It's some truth to that. It's some truth to what you said.
It's a lot of truth to that.
Some truth to what you said, but, nah, I mean, it. You got some motherfuckers out here. I mean, I know motherfuckers personally. I'm like, man, so what happened? And you're like, yeah, she cheated. I'm like, you all right? You're like, yeah, it's cool. You know, I mean, we're going to work through it. No emotion. No emotion. Didn't say shit. I said, well, did you at least slap the bitch? Oh, man, it's cool. You know,
nah, I ain't never heard of that.
I'm telling you, I seen. I mean, hey, look here. If I didn't see
the ones
eyes,
I heard about, man, fuck her. You a hoe and the shit never be the same after that. Never.
You know what? Nah, I ain't gonna say it never be the same.
I don't think y'all actually
same.
Go back to y'all real feelings of what y'all had in the first place before you found out the bitch cheated. But females, I only can speak for experience. I have been able to do that. But I still do always have something in the back of my mind. I'm not going to lie, but.
Okay, now let's probe that a little bit. The back of your mind. All right, so now let me ask. I mean, we all adults here, grown folks TV. I mean, damn, grown folks radio. We need to get back on that damn website. But nevertheless, You done made amends. You done made amends. Everything good. But now, like you said, the back of your mind. I mean, do you
right,
ever cause be
it
like...
takes a minute to... It takes, like, you just can't build that trust back up overnight. Like, that takes time. And you need to, like, show and prove, like, you can be trustworthy again.
Okay. All right. I understand that. But now y'all done made amends. Y'all cool. Everything back on up and up. you know, y'all getting back into the groove of shit. And you know, now he might like, oh, shit, you know, I got to get some head. You know, I mean, you know, you go down, you start sucking on his dick. Do y'all ever think about, I ought to bite this motherfucker off because you was fucking with that other bitch? Do y'all ever
think about? I don't go that far, no.
Okay, cool.
No,
don't hurt.
Not bite it off, nah.
Because I done heard some motherfuckers say that. I should have bit that motherfucker off. Well, you just being totally irrational now.
No, we think about, you know, I hope that bitch was clean. We think like that type of shit.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you should have to be with old nasty bitch. That's what we think about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and then you shouldn't even have to have them type of thoughts because that's like, that's throwing me off. Because if that's what I'm thinking about while I'm doing that, you're not gonna get the full. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get the full demonstration.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this: if that's the thought that you're thinking about, just stop, stop. Don't even fuck with it no more. Just leave it alone.
I agree. How about just don't even do it? I agree.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't say don't do it. I just said just stop. Take the time. Rethink the situation. Let's go back to that. I never said just don't do it. Now, I rethink the situation. Let's think of pleasantries. Come on now. I ain't never say stop.
So I missed the first part of the conversation. So, like, What's the ratio? Like, who all said they ration it out? Who all said that they'll still continue? Like, if it's an argument, yeah, they still gonna fuck.
Oh, everybody agreed that rationing out is just wrong. You just don't do that. You don't ration the pussy out. You give it fully. Give it to me. Let E have it all.
Oh, well, I guess I'm the first one against it then, huh?
So why are you so against it? What is it? What's so bad?
It just all depends on the situation, though.
Okay, here's the scenario. Let me give you a scenario. He's not working. But he's trying, but he just is just not happy.
What you mean by trying? Because it's like everybody got their own definition of trying.
He's talking about trying, or he's putting in his applications. You know, he's doing what he's doing. He's just not getting hired.
And like you said, he was providing before. It's just he fell on hard times.
Yeah, because my thing is this: don't too many women. I'm gonna say women, not girls. Don't too many women take no motherfucking into just a bum from the beginning. At least
right.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he had to have some type of characteristics, some type of good characteristics in the beginning. And, I mean, let's just say he fell on hard times. I mean, we all did it. I mean, hell, everybody that did it, we all done fell on hard times. And, I mean, you know, that means you just got to be, you have to step up. You have to step up a little bit more because right now he's going through a period. You know, he's going through that transitional period where, motherfucking job just ain't coming.
Okay, I mean, I can go for that because in a relationship, both people are supposed to make sacrifices. So if he really trying, and I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm in it for the long haul. I'm with it. But you know how some people get comfortable. Okay, at first they might act like they trying, and they really might be, but then they get comfortable. Okay. 2 months then went past. 4 months then went past. 6 months then went past. Okay, so how long am I supposed to wait? And then I noticed that you didn't kind of slacked off. Okay, so what's the problem with me slacking off? If you can slack off, I can slack off.
Didn't I just say that?
How you feel you deserve it though, like for real.
No,
like if
no.
I'm giving 110% and you giving 40, that's not gonna work.
Wait a minute, hold up, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Everybody. Somebody
what's up, baby?
I'm in chilling. What's the word today? What's the topic?
Yeah. We trying to see. I'm trying to play my motherfucking PlayStation, but Pussycat won't let me play it because she want to get an attitude because I ain't go to work today.
Whatever.
What?
Give it a reel. Quit playing. Give it a reel.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to play Call of Duty and Pussycat won't let me play it because she talking about I need to get up and go get a job. But I'm on the final level.
Oh, well, can I have 5, man? Show ass up.
Man, look at that. Everybody hard on the nigga. Don't nobody want to let me play the Call of Duty.
That's trifling. I hope you playing.
Come on, man.
What you say? Your Call of Duty is to get the fuck up and get the fuck out. That's your Call of Duty.
Right. There you go.
Seriously. I mean, okay, because no. I was just saying, like, before y'all called in, that I had a conversation with an ex of mine before, and I just asked her, I was like, what if I fall on hard times? You know, what if I can't provide? She like, why wouldn't you be able to provide? And I was like, shit, I lost my job, so shit. Actually, what I left out is that she looked at me like, motherfucker, you know how to hustle. That's what she told
right.
me. I'm like, okay, really? That's what you would want me to go back to? And then then she told me I would have 3 months and she was out of there.
Shit, she good. I'd be out the door.
So you were actually, but now here I'm the one taking care of you.
That's why you don't let no man take care of you. Y'all take care of each other. I learned that shit a long time ago. Take care of yourself.
Okay, well, you didn't take care of yourself. Yeah, I was taking care of you.
But it's easier when two motherfuckers pulling the wagon, though. So you never have to hear about it. You never have to hear like, well, I've been doing this and I've been doing that. And then, okay, like I said before, I'm down with the whole sacrifice thing. One person fall off, the other person should be able to step their game up and, you know what I'm saying, take care of what needs to be taken care of. But I'm with old girl. She put a three-month time limit on it. It should be a limit on it because motherfuckers get comfortable.
And if you ask me, 3 damn months is too long.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
Don't shake pop.
She should have lied because I left her ass.
That's what's up. That was going to be your only option with the leave, like with me. Cause, I mean, and as far as going back to hustling, I mean, hustling is anything. Hustling ain't just selling no damn drugs. And I don't oppose to that either. Do what you got to do to make shit happen. It's really no excuse for nobody not to be working.
Really?
That's true.
You would really want me to go out and take penitentiary chances?
Hell yeah. You took them before me. Why not?
So I get locked up, what you going to do? You gonna wait for me?
Wait for you. I'll be gone when they say that she ain't guilty.
Fuck you.
Fuck?
You know what?
Hey, they're going to be like, get. My coat will be on and I'll be out the damn door.
You know what? No. Hey, Selena, from me to you.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
I don't even apologize. I know, and I don't apologize for it. I got 2 sons I'm raising. I ain't waiting for nobody. Hell no. And I got 2 sons I'm raising, so he can't see me going to work and you not going to work. So that wouldn't work for me.
I'm just saying, though, you would actually like, fuck it, nigga, go out there and sell dope. Do what you got to do.
Hell yeah, I didn't say it to my dude. Shit. Yeah. What's wrong with selling dope? It's sales, don't
you? Can you imagine you sleep and the motherfucker, yeah.
Hey, blame it on my daddy. I don't care.
I got this for you. What's that? Track, motherfucker. Now get your ass up and get on them corners.
Hello?
You got this motherfucker like she Avon Barksdale off the wire. She's snapping the shit out of him. Yeah, this all you brought home? This all you got?
What you won't be doing is playing no video game. Shit. Looking for a job is a job. You wouldn't be calling no duty on my dollar.
It just came out.
It doesn't matter. You wouldn't even have the game in. You'll be pawning all that shit.
Pawning?
Hell yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
Like you don't know me, though, Cass.
I know you. That's what I was about to say. Where you at? You at work?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to tell them. You got to tell everybody what the fuck you did.
I ain't telling what I did. I'd be incriminating myself. Hell no.
Nah. Come on. You got to tell me what you did about the truck. The truck. Just the truck.
You stupid. Okay. I'm going to play it like this. I know this person that held her dude down. I'm going to start from the beginning because everybody got their own interpretations of how the shit went. But she moved her guy in, and she said 6 months she going to pay rent till you get on your feet after the 6 months is on. So didn't work out like that. I'm going to speed it up. So they end up having one car to use, and she begged for a position that her job really didn't need, but they gave it to her. And her first day, he didn't come home. He came home with a half-eaten fucking Hardee's burger, asked her what's wrong. As she swung the hammer in her hand, she was very mad because she'd been up, you know what I'm saying, dressed for work. He came in 3 hours late. She pissed. So 2 days, we arguing, which they was arguing with whatever. He was being very disrespectful, being very disrespectful for a nigga with one trick up his sleeve. He forgot who she was. So he ended up, okay, he didn't want to let her use his car to put her kid in school after a week they moved. So after she showed her ass enough, he handed her some keys. It was not her car. This was the killer part. This was keys to a truck that's been sitting in front of their house for about a week. All the time he could have gave her the keys to use that car, you know, speeding it up. So she was pissed off, and her son felt like he had to defend her. Her son felt like, you know, he had to defend her against his daddy. So she felt bad, woo-woo. And her baby woke up and was like, "Mom, let's just leave this nigga," basically. So what we did was everything that was of value, we took it, she took it, they took it out the house, clothes and all, took it to the pawn shop, Plato's Closet, that's where you sell older people's clothes, and she also sold the truck. She made $938 in 2 hours. And he couldn't live without her for no longer than 6 days. And that's the end of that. This is what I heard.
That's what I
said. Do you think she was wrong? Well, yeah, and the truck was his friend's, and it was brand new. It wasn't brand new, but he just bought it. It still had the M tag on it. But this place is up here where you can sell stuff. You don't need the title and everything. And she sold that bitch. So was she wrong? Was she wrong, Cass?
Hell. Look. I'm going to tell you like this. Between your shit and his shit, okay. But when you sold another nigga's truck,
that's what you call casualties of war, my friend.
Cause you get shot. Man, do you know if I came over there like, "Hey, dog, what my truck?" Man, Selena sold the motherfucker. I probably would have bust out laughing. Like, yeah, all right, man. Come on, quit playing. Where my truck at?
Sold the shit out of it. And he came to me with that. He came to her with that BS, so I had to stick them dogs on him. Tried to be nice, but he thought he was going to get his money back. Like I told you, I ain't never put no keys in my damn hand. You put it in this man's hand. You better holler at him. And if you keep asking me about it, I'm going to get you beat the fuck up. Shit. Don't keep on asking me about no keys now. It's gone. Gone with the wind. And every time I see him, I'll be clacking that show ass out of here.
I will be plotting to get your ass. You hear me?
Yeah, right. He said, "Man, my wife pissed off." I said, "Well, bring her over here. I don't think she wants this work." Bring her old ass over here. Shit. But he cool.
Okay.
I don't regret it. I think I was justified. It was better than doing what I usually do, acting a fool and putting my hands on them and end up in jail. So I just went another route. I know how to hurt you. I hurt your pocket.
Okay. Now,
I get some stuff. I ain't going to say what else. But.
No, that's enough. That's quite enough. That's quite enough right there. Okay. Now I'm gonna ask Janine. Janine, would you take his boy's truck and sold it?
No. I probably would not have.
Okay. Liquor store. Would you take the boy's truck and sold it?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
I did. I would have done.
Man, look, y'all had to see the look on this motherfucker's face when I pulled up. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She was like, she stole the motherfucking truck. I'm like, she stole who truck?
And I didn't steal it, though. They gave me the keys to it. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't stolen.
Man, now I just think that right there. His clothes, all that shit, okay. I mean, that, like you said, that's just casualties of war. But
it was
when
a
you
fucking $400 pickup truck. Shit, he can get
another
one going to work for.
$400 pickup truck. That was my truck. Why would you sell my truck? I ain't did that shit.
Because at the time I needed some money, so shit. Casualties of war, it is what it is. He's still his friend. That's the killer part about it. I would have beat the shit out of him. Can't beat my ass, but.
Well, now you know not to never let him use your truck.
You goddamn right. I ain't even get my jack back. My jack was probably in the damn truck.
I think it was. Got 30 off that one.
Don't play.
Like I'm just playing. I don't care. And that's why I don't let stuff bother me too much and get mad. It takes a lot to piss me off, and I mean I was heated. Because I know once I get mad, I cannot stop. You know what I'm saying? So it was very extreme. But I do not regret it. No, I don't. I sure don't. And his boy, he done ate up a good $500 worth of grub at our house. So, you know, shit, everything was evened out. That's how I took it. Don't be using me in your little.
Because you know what? I think if I'd have told somebody that story, they'd have never believed me. They'd have been like, you bullshitting.
It's like the 100th time you done did that. I don't like that. Don't do that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you done did some pretty incredible things.
Yeah. I'm writing a book.
Don't do like Stacy. Keep me out of it.
Don't do like who?
Stacy.
Who was that?
Brookside. You know how he had everybody name in the book.
Oh. That was my boy. That's my boy, though.
Hey, I ain't got nothing to give him. I just seen there's a lot of names in that book.
You seen the book? You read it?
Nah, I refuse to read it.
It's a part 2 coming out. I can't wait.
I'm sure it is.
Yes. Oh, shit. I'm ready to go home.
Oh, my God.
The topic, because the damn show wasn't what you were talking about.
You know what? You did change the whole topic with that one.
No, well, let's change it back. I don't want to keep talking about that. It might be somebody on the phone that's holy some shit. I lagged my way up out of that one. No, he talked police and shit. So, yeah, now. You know. But it ain't as bad as it sounds. Not for me.
Hey, Alan, I'm pretty sure not for you.
But that's why you got to be careful how you treat people that have a mental disorder.
Well, I'm glad you made that known.
Huh?
I'm glad you made that known.
Yeah. Got a mental disorder called Fuck It. Heard of it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you ladies now. Me and the fellas were sitting around, we was talking. And we was like, you know how fellas do. So let me ask the ladies, do you all have like a signature sex move? Like this is your signature move. This is when you do this move, you know you finna make him come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it?
I ain't telling. No.
What the hell you talking about? Yeah.
Mess up.
Okay. Well, now you know this, the name of the show. You know how we talk on here, so you know you can't be in here talking about I ain't saying.
Well, I'm not saying. I done said enough.
There you go. All right. Liquor Store, what about you? You got a signature sex move.
My whole style is a signature sex move.
Okay. All right. Everybody's grand. All right, Janine, what about you?
I don't think I do. I just have sex. I don't know if I do anything special.
Okay, so not even with the women, not even when y'all had the women with the threesome. You ain't got this one little move that you do, you be like, okay, I know I'm gonna turn her ass out with this move.
I don't think I do nothing special. I don't know. I don't think I do nothing different. I don't think there's like no special move that I do. Yeah.
Let me ask the question differently. What is that special move you do to hurry up and make your man come so he can hurry and get the hell up off you?
Well, I definitely don't do that because I ain't trying to make it fast. I'm trying to make that shit fast. Like,
no.
Hey,
here. Not me, champ.
What is wrong with you?
I be tired.
Shit.
Really?
We got too much stamina.
We all be tired, but shit.
I'm an old woman. I ain't got it like I used to. This motherfucker like a jackrabbit. I be in that shit all wet.
And I mean, sometimes, because I try not to do it, I mean, sometimes my muscles get to contracting and shit, my pussy muscles, and that can make them come fast. But shit, I be trying not to do it. Sometimes that just, it does it on its own. But shit, I try not to do the shit. I don't want you to come, shit.
What's yours, Cass?
Oh, no.
What's yours, Cass?
My signature move. That mood to let you know I've been there.
Yeah.
I call mine the V formation.
Lord Jesus.
Hey, it's the V formation, baby. You get it. You can be like, okay, he been here.
You got to explain.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
I'm gonna leave that one.
But I mean, everybody. I thought everybody had that one little move. They like, okay, this the one where I'm finna get down on.
You know, because each sexual experience is different. Even if it's with the same person, it's never the same sex. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
and the mood might be different. You know what I'm saying? You might be, and it might be one of them quickie moments. It might be one of them fucking moments. It might be one of them love making moments. It might be, you know what I'm saying, one of them, you know, it just happened moments. So it's like, shit. The experience is never the same, so, you know, shit, I try to make it passionate all the time. It's like, you know, I put all of me into it, so it's like, shit. Because I don't know, one guy might be when you ride,
one guy might be, you know, when you do doggy style, the way you push back on them, make them come fast. I mean, it depends.
Hey, I tell you, man, ain't nothing worse when you be like, I'm finna long dick the shit out of her ass, get the fuck pumping back on you. You be like, oh goddamn, here it comes. Hold on. Boy, you be back. You be behind her, sweating like a motherfucker. Just hold it. God damn it. You put your hands down, try to stop the flow from coming back, but she just hitting it back so hard. You be like, oh, good Lord. Then you act like you slipped out so you can stop for a second. Oh, damn. Oh, I slipped out.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I mean, hey, he motherfucker, he slip out for a good. So, ladies, if he slip out and he don't put it right back in, he gets a kissing on you and like, well, let me suck on your titties or something. He's about to come. That nigga's about to come. You almost had him.
That's y'all be back there floating.
Hell yeah. That motherfucker, he tried to hit it hard while you coming back so he don't look like no punk. And now he's sweating this shit. Yeah, you feel it's usually the left leg. For me, it's the left leg. When that left leg get to shaking and stiffen it up real quick, oh shit, here it come. She's fine that shit. Now, I mean, That's a motherfucker that you know. You like, well, I got a show now. Motherfucker don't give a fuck about it. You be like, hey, well, you felt the leg shaking, didn't you? You felt the leg shaking.
Wow.
Yeah, well, started at the same time. Should have caught up. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, y'all do it too. That's just like a motherfucker that y'all know. He killing your ass, but your pride don't want you to tell him. So y'all do some old slick shit like, wait a minute, I gotta use the bathroom. You gotta use the bathroom while you fucking. Go to that bathroom, try to catch your breath. Like, he tried to hit your big. I'm gonna forget to hold you a certain type of way. Wait, why you got me by my neck? I ain't no more long stroking. Just take little strokes.
I love that shit. Okay.
I'm just saying, ladies. So ain't none lady that ever done that.
What? You said so much. Now what?
I mean, well, shit, if it's too much for y'all, y'all come up with some excuses, don't y'all?
Lord Jesus.
I know how to move back a little bit so it can stop going in and stop if it's hurting.
Yeah, until you run into that headboard.
Well, he can't tell. I turned my whole body a certain way. He can't even tell.
Shit.
So it's going to a different spot.
I've been outstanding and y'all got me tripping. Well, I've been abstaining for 30 days. So that's why I'm just listening.
Oh boy, it's going to be like a polar bear in the phone booth when you jump on the motherfucker, huh?
Yes, sir.
So, can I ask you, is when you just started practicing abstinence?
No, I'm just doing it for 30 days. That's all. I got a bet going on. I don't know why people think that you lay next to a man every day. That's all y'all do.
Wait. Is the bet with him?
No. Hell no. Now, I don't know what he's going to do for 30 days.
I'm sorry. You lost. You'd have been lost that bet.
I already know.
You're going to lay with me every night for the next 30 days and nothing's going to happen? Yeah, okay.
It ain't. All I got to do is get him full. Shit, full. He'll be all right. He'll be too sleepy to do anything.
Whatever.
I mean, but I don't know what he do, hey. I don't know what he going to do.
I
won't be
that, Is that fair to him, though?
It is. I think it's cool. I mean, what you mean fair to him? Shit.
I mean, he got urges and needs. Why would you?
And he can go fulfill his urges and needs. But right now, this is for me. Not, you know, it has nothing to do with him. And I'm not married to him. So therefore, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to. You know what I'm saying? This is something I'm doing for Selena.
So do y'all have an open relationship or something?
Well, what do you mean by open?
I mean, because you're like, well, he can go. And I mean, it wouldn't bother you if he went.
No, I'm not saying, you know, no, ain't no damn open relationship. It ain't like I know or like I'm going to meet this girl. He's going to be out. I mean, but if he happens to just meet that urge, he going to do it. I don't know about it. You know what I'm saying? And I'd rather keep it that way. If he's that much of a sex, I mean, he's been having sex for a long time. 30 days shouldn't hurt him and nobody else. But if he feels it, who am I to tell him he can't, you know what I'm saying, release? But hell, he has a high sex drive, so shit. I mean, hey, do what he want to do. This is for me. This has nothing to do with our relationship. This is something I'm doing for me.
Is it a religion?
No. This is something about growth. I just want to see if I can do it. I'm stopped drinking. I'm stopped having sex. And I'm stopped, smoking weed for 30 days and stop cursing. That's all.
Okay,
me and my few cousins, we just, you know, something to do. We do stuff like that from time to time. Because I have a lot of sex with that man, so that's something else.
Y'all got money on the line?
Hell yeah, we got money on the line. Nice little talk to change. I know,
man,
I'm a win. I always do.
I'm pretty cool.
They married. Shit, them two married while they playing.
I'm going to put my money in the pot right now. Here you go. I lost. I wouldn't even make a bet like that.
I will. I mean, we've been doing this since we was younger. It's just fun to do shit. We don't see each other as much, so they just give us a little conversation piece. I guess that's what you want to call it there.
Girl, that motherfucking dick was rock hard, but I ain't get on it, though.
Man, I've been fucked enough for 8 lifetimes. So
man,
I'm
going to fuck for 8 more lifetimes. Fuck that.
I mean, I am, too, and it's going to be so much better. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be cool when I do. You know what I'm saying? Off that 30-day draft.
Hold on. You can leave that alone. You can leave that alone and go to bed. Thank you.
You got to sleep with a damn chastity belt on. Fuck that. Every time you turn around, get off me. I'm like one of them little dogs.
So that's another thing that's good. I work 4 to 12, so shit, by the time I get to the crib, he be asleep. He works 7 to 3:30, so. It's the weekend. Because, you know, we like to turn up on
them. Who you laying that bed on? You thought I was asleep, didn't you? Come on.
That must be a 4-9 thing, because that's this shit. And I don't give a fuck about you being woke. Be like, I know.
Shit, hey, I'll wait till you get good and sleep.
Mm-hmm. I'm a light sleeper. If I get up swinging on your ass, don't say
nothing. It don't matter. Hey, you got to take one for the team.
But it's just something I'm doing, though.
By the time you done woke up and swung, I done got my couple of strokes in. I'm good.
You are nasty.
This motherfucker that done it all on me. Good night.
Hey, I posted that on my Facebook. He goes, I know the fuck you talking about extraining. What the fuck ever that mean? I know you ain't talking about not giving away. You might as well sleep in the basement. I said, dang.
I can hear him not saying that shit, too. Especially that part about, he's talking about not giving up the ass.
You're going to be challenged. You can go sleep in the kids' room. Oh, Lord.
I can picture him saying that shit, too.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's very seldom that he ever have a serious look on his face. I bet he was dead motherfucking serious, too.
Yes, the girl is good. I'll be serious, too.
So
yeah, we gonna be fighting.
Yeah, we'll be beefing a little bit.
Ain't no little bit. We gonna be beefing.
Whatever. He sleeps a lot.
Us too. Yeah, whatever. You fuck around, be a victim of date rape.
Your throat ain't that same. Like, boy, shut your butt up.
Hey, I fuck around, pop one of them Bill Cosby pills in your drink. Shit.
it's
a wrap, man. What the fuck, he walked around with little white pills.
Y'all think he did that?
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he raped them, but shit. I'm pretty sure, man, this motherfucker was rich beyond his wildest dreams. You think he wasn't fucking?
Right. And Janice, what's her name? Janice Dickerson, her ugly self.
She probably broke her neck to get on TV, too.
You already know. Y'all need to be seen that.
Now, I hate the fact that they be throwing the Cosby kids into it. Like Raven Simone and all them. Like, was he trying to fuck them? I'm like, God, that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But which McCall did not, Lisa Bonet did not have anything good to say about him.
No, she don't like him because, you know, when she got with Lenny Kravitz, he really weren't feeling her. You know, the way she dressed, they said something about that years ago. That's why, you know, he wanted her off the show. And, you know, she wasn't kissing his butt probably. Or she probably ain't give up the booty. Who knows how that really went. But his thing was she had an influence that he didn't like or something.
Take the pill, Lady May. Take the pill.
Say what?
No, I'm saying Bill. They say everybody said Bill had these white pills. It's some white pills. You get these white pills, then you know you wake up butt naked. I mean, that's what they were saying. Everybody's like Bill. I said, damn, you bitches had more migraines. Hey, bitch. Well, I had a headache,
okay.
And Bill gave me a pill, and I woke up the next morning and I was naked in the room.
And that's the thing. I know y'all heard Bill got pills, so why would you go with him?
Right. Big pills, Bill. Hey, the party don't start to Bill walk in. Oh, here he comes. Big pill Bill.
I don't know what side was that, but they waited too long to even say something.
Right. I mean, come on, man. Y'all talking about some shit that happened in the 70s, early 80s and shit.
Right. Everybody was popping pills.
Well, yeah. Bill said she just couldn't pop where he wanted it.
Yeah. And Angie and Janice Jackson, girl, you try to get on TV any way you can, so you was
right.
Going.
I'm pretty sure that if he did it, that it was fucked up. But if not, then fuck it.
Right. Shit, by the time they get a trial going, you better kick the bucket anyway.
it's going to be a while before they get to indict him on some shit.
Right.
They're like, man, fuck y'all. I'm rich as, I'm about to die anyway, so fuck it.
Right. He'll be like, I did it.
This show ain't never gonna go prime time.
Oh my God.
We're never going prime time, boy. Hey, just imagine if he ever got a chance to hear this show. Motherfuckers.
That's the city show. Fuck those guys.
Right.
Bill would have been slipping me pills. We'd have been slipping each other pills, damn it.
Hey, Bill would be like, wait a minute. What the fuck is this?
He woke up with about 80 blank checks stolen up out of his damn wallet.
Bill, you on 499, motherfucker. It's totally different.
Like, I got these pills. I do too, Bill. Let's do this.
Hell yeah.
So.
Damn, what was the one chick crib that stayed across the street from the grocery store where everybody used to hang out at? Bill would have been up in that motherfucker butt naked.
P-Dollar
crib. Yeah, P-Dollar crib, butt naked, check, all his checks gone. Everybody from that got a Hummer or a motherfucking Lamborghini fucking with Bill.
Okay.
I can see Bill now.
Way stronger
than my pills.
Hell yeah, Bill, we got some shit way stronger than your shit.
Okay, right. See, and walk up and down. See what happened to Bill?
Him and Hawk walking down the street together drinking.
Right. He went to Gary. It was a wrap. I went to Gary for the holiday. It was awesome. I had a lovely time. I seen a few of your people.
So did you now?
Of course. You know, Angelo had to show his ass in the Sugar Shack for me one time.
Oh shit! You know what? I've been trying to negotiate with them fools to try to do a show out the Sugar Shack. Map D said it's a go, but I don't know. I don't know if Tonga and Delilah gonna cave in.
Oh Lord! I ain't know people be listening to her.
You know what?
None of my family can't come up in there.
You said what?
Don't bring none of them niggas up in there. I'm like, who? He's like, your cousins, brothers, nephews, don't bring none of them little motherfuckers up in there. I said, what y'all do to Matt B? They won't fear me. But everybody just said, man, fuck Matt B.
I ain't know nothing about that one. Like I say, you know, I go in there, shoot my little pool, kick back and relax, have me a couple of drinks.
Right. I don't know, only stayed in there a minute to sober up. And I watched up out of
there. I'm going to try to do a show up out of there.
What kind of show?
It's a live show from about the Sugar Shack.
Oh, that'll be cool. Let me know when you do it.
Like I said, I got to get in touch with them. I mean, we talked about it, but ain't nothing definite yet. But I really want to.
You should have a meet and greet.
Yeah, that would be cool, too.
Up in the Sugar Shack.
Yeah.
Get ready. They don't like you no more if you get ready that night.
Please don't say that.
I'm just playing.
It'll be just my luck. That's the night. Shit.
Yeah, people? Y'all better come get us out of jail like the Sugar Ray them did on Harlem Nights, too.
Man, it'd be a lot of bad motherfuckers. I'm barely getting out my damn self. See, we all be sitting in Crown Point together.
Shit, not me. I'm telling on everybody.
I'm telling them.
Like, don't put in the car. Y'all know Selena. Don't put in the car. I'm telling you. Let her walk. Just let her walk.
I already know, but she get in there, it's over.
It's over. They like canary. Hey, it's only 11. I'm ready to go.
How long you got to stay there?
12.
Oh, well. You almost
bingo.
There.
Yeah. Lordy.
All right, y'all, check this out. I noticed for the past couple of weeks they've been cutting this off straight at 11 o'clock. They ain't giving us a chance to say shit.
Nope.
They mid-sentence. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I'm like, damn.
I know. They did that quick, too.
Right. They was not playing. I'm like, damn, okay. I guess they like, all right, let you motherfuckers run over. Y'all, you know how we are. Y'all motherfuckers just take advantage of shit. We let y'all run over a couple of times. Y'all motherfuckers do it every week. Cut y'all off. I do admit we do run over a lot, but fuck it. I mean, we be having fun. Fuck it. So we're gonna get up out of here real quick. Selena, you got any last words for us?
Nice show. See you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mhm. Well, that's if we decide to do a show on Thursday, but I doubt it.
I thought it was Wednesday or Thursday.
No, it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays, honey.
Oh, Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Yes, ma'am.
Damn, I'm tripping. Oh, now I know.
Yep. Look, so you got any last words?
Yeah, I missed y'all last night, and I enjoyed myself tonight, and I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Janine, any last words?
Yeah, it was a good show. Good talking with everybody, and I'll definitely be back next week.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Like, thank everybody that called in, everybody that listened via internet. Y'all know how we do, Sin City Radio. And we're going to leave y'all with this song right here. This is how I'm feeling tonight. So, till next week. Peace.
From nature.
You looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I just want you to know I had a wonderful time in Brooklyn. Yes, I did. I feel fortunate to be. I guess this is the part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules and tell you what I really been thinking?
Girl, you got a big old life and golden legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let them even know.
Fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and clean them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if you don't fuck tonight.
Good pussy will bring the freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off. No sense to half-stepping. Get serious, get the titties sucking like cut rubbing and ass grabbing. I eat that pussy ass backwards. A few strokes with his long one tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking move, sticking move.
You got a big old ass and both legs and fine hair. And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let a nigga know.
If we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know.
If we gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man. I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat. I can't sleep. My knees weak and they keep shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me want to swallow his baby. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby, fuck me, baby.
And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let a nigga know.
If we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough. Oh my God. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know.
If we gon' fuck tonight.
All that matters is I can get you wetter and suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi-orgasms, get rid of back spasms, and do it all without Viagra. I'll fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it. And besides, I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron to see you walk around me in a thong. And it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading and I'll be ad-libbing, and we'll be singing our damn song. And just like the first time we made each other come, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our hard and sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Girl, you got a big old life and both legs and fine hair. And
all the shit that I want. Sexy motherfucking acting like you.